Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, Tim Ryan here with the Man in Recovery Foundation. Just got in from Arkansas. Want to let you know, Rockers in Recovery is having a big event November 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach, Florida. Going to have a ton of music, fellowship. I have the opportunity to come down. I get to speak, share a little bit of hope. Really excited about this event. So if you are in the Florida area, Palm Beach down to Miami, Lake Worth, whatever, head to the 101 Club. Starts at 2 in the afternoon, $10 entrance fee. Come on in, share some fellowship. Again, I will be speaking there. Really honored to be able to come in and be a part of this. If you want to follow me, you can check us out on Facebook, From Dope to Hope, or check out our foundation, www.amirf.org, or for my full-time career, I'm a National Outreach Director for Transformations Treatment Center out of Delray Beach. We will also be a sponsor for this event. Look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day.
Hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. We got, of course, Sober Matt coming on with us. It's going to be a great show. And need a 12-step meeting? What you need to do is download the free app. It's called Sober Map. And check it out right there. Click on the link that you're listening on right now. It'll bring you to the blog page, and you can actually click on that. You can also go to rockersinrecovery.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the banner for Sober Map. You can click that, go to their website, and click on either your iPhone free download or your Android free download. So check it out. It's well worth it. Of course, it's all over South America right now, and it is in Europe, and we have the state of Florida, and they're getting ready to open up New York City here shortly, and the rest of the United States by 2018. So get ahead of the curve with this thing and download it now, so that way, as it starts to progress, you guys will have it. This is a great tool in the toolbox, and if you're out there and you're a clinician and you're listening, might be a way to be able to give your clients a way to be able to find a meeting at their fingertips just by clicking on the app. It comes up just like Yelp, and you literally will show you, you know, every meeting within a certain mile radius that you choose. So it's kind of a cool thing. Yeah, check it out, and it's at Sober Map on iPhone or Android, and you can click right here on, of course, our blog page through Blog Talk Radio and find out all kinds of stuff. It's a cool thing. So, folks, we are glad that you're tuned in tonight. We just got done doing Jensen Beach. What a great show. I want to thank Joe Antonelli and the Funky Math, Paul Wilson and Sobriety Unplugged, and, of course, all the folks that joined in up there. Anthony Fellow smoked it. We're proud of Anthony. He has been with us a very long time, and we love Anthony Fellows. And most importantly, if you didn't catch Matt Wilkoff, unbelievable. Jeffrey Montoya, it was just off the chain, man. Great, 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 great night. So thank you to, of course, Just Believe Recovery Center that sponsored that and helped put that on this past Saturday. Coming up here pretty rapidly is the last Rockers in Recovery South Florida event. If you are in the Pompano Beach area, November 10th and 11th, please come to the 101 Club in Pompano Beach and check out what we're doing there. It's going to be off the chain. We're really looking forward to having a great event. We got Anthony Fellows coming out. We have, of course, we have The Groove. We have Paul Wilson. We have a bunch of great, great artists. You can check it out at rockersinrecovery.com. Click on the events tab on the navigation button, and it'll show you everything. And if you would like to sponsor that event, you can call me at 786-488-6984 We are looking for about three of our final sponsors. After that, we're cutting it off. So we look forward to, of course, having some great sponsors involved and people that can help carry the message of hope through music. That's what we do. So right now I'm going to bring on John, who is the CEO and founder of Sober Map. John, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Great to be here today. Thanks, John. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So the way that I have been able to put this out there and let people know is I think it's important for people on their phones in this day and age to be able to have a resource, to be able to say, okay, man, I need a meeting and I'm not at home or I'm not I'm in another country or, you know, I'm, you know, in Tallahassee and I'm from South Florida. I can just click and find a meeting. Do you think that this is something that's going to, because from what I understand and what I'm reading here, you're going to be doing worldwide and established worldwide, hopefully by 2018. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's to me, Sober Map is a an opportunity at heart that I really started working a few years back. First, thinking as a URL type laptop thing. My background has been, I've been traveling for 25 years. I was in sober for 15, so there's 10 years in there where I struggled a lot to try to stay sober on the road. And partly, one, I didn't do the step work, but secondly, I couldn't get meetings on the road, right? And that was such an important piece, especially early in sobriety, whether it's traveling to different states, different cities, going to events, not being comfortable in your own skin yet, and there's always a risk that you're going to do something. You're going to drink or get high because that's what made you comfortable before, right? And but obviously the results end up so terrible. So for me, when a little over a year ago, when the apps became so popular in the GPS location, and I was in Texas and I was looking for a meeting and couldn't find it, and I opened up Yelp to find a restaurant. It hit me that, okay, this is the time. I mean, this is the type of service that we need in the recovery side. And so for me, we started here in Florida. We're going to open up in New York here prior to the Rock and Roll Recovery event on November 11th. And we're open just about every country in Latin America for English-speaking meetings for AA, which is pretty darn cool. And I'm actually in Mexico City right now as we speak. First thing to do is open up Sober Map, and I have meetings already mapped out for me. So that's the way I like it. So, end of 2018, we'll be throughout the country. And we'll look, it takes resources and effort and time. So we're going to be looking through the middle of next year how we take that on a global basis, because we want to include all the recovery community, AA, NA, CA, MA, SAA. We want that all to be part of it, right? And so that's it's quite an undertaking, but something that we're very committed to, and it will happen. And people like Carl Bergstrom, who came in as a early partner and helped really found the position we're in today, and Rich Kulko now, we have a third guy up in Austin, Texas, who's helping us on the database, and we're about to have a fourth person come on. So we're excited, and we're moving ahead with it, and you know, it's a great way to give back.
I love it, man. You know, one of the things that, the local meeting level, that you're at, it's really difficult to find. I mean, hey, listen, when I moved to Tallahassee, we literally were searching, to find a meeting house when we first came up. Before we actually moved here, we came up like 3 or 4 weekends just to check it out. And we called Intergroup, and literally nobody answered. You know what I mean? It was like, really? You know what I mean? So trying to find that, needle in a haystack, so to speak, when it comes to, clubhouses and recovery meetings. I finally was able to rouse somebody. They gave me a little bit of information, and I found the clubhouse. But something, you make it just so much easier. I have it downloaded in all of our phones. Anywhere I go in the state of Florida, I was just in Jensen Beach, I can click on it and literally find a meeting. within the vicinity. It's really kind of a cool thing. If you get a chance and you get to, click on the downloads that are there on the blog, you can literally click on the downloads and download it right now if you choose to. And I think it's, I don't care where you're at in the country. If you download it now, you can just kind of keep up with it. And it's going to really be something that's going to, I believe, blow up across the country because it's needed. It's not just needed for us folks that are in recovery, but it's also needed for clinicians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about the fact that when somebody's leaving treatment, the clinician can give them the download and they can find a meeting anywhere.
Yeah, we actually have an IOP now in Tampa who's now providing, they called me up. And they asked me about when their expansion, because they want to now make it part of their protocol for people coming out of the in IOP and using the SoberMap app. And that came out of blue. And, yeah, you're right. That's where it goes. To give you an idea of how important I found it recently, I was just in Las Vegas last week, right? And I've been on
–
before that I was in Mexico. I have been Mexico, Las Vegas, Mexico, and really kind of – bizarre situations, right? As you can imagine, with the earthquake here in Mexico and the event that happened in Vegas. And I went to look for a meeting on my phone and got on my SoberMap app there. And in our group there, it's a PDF file, right? So I couldn't look at my phone. So I went into the hotel, looked at it again, and I couldn't organize where the meetings were as associated with my hotel. So I couldn't.
Correct.
So I said, you know what? I can't wait to SoberMap app here because I ended up not going. No, I should have, but I didn't go to a meeting during that time. I was with my wife, and she also wanted to see shows. That's where SoberMap app really helps. There's a lot of stuff out there that all the other groups have done, but it's having a difficulty presenting that in a way where everybody can get access, and that's what we're doing. Right?
And it's free. I mean, here's the reality.
Yeah,
it's a free app where, you're not charging people for it. You're giving them a service. They're able to really find what they need and, dig into their recovery and make part of their recovery process. John, in closing here, I want to ask you as far as, your recovery is concerned. Lots of things going on right now. You know what I mean? You have a heroin epidemic and opioid epidemic raging across the country. Do you see SoberMap being able to help when it comes to helping people navigate that too?
Oh, absolutely. I see within, as we update to what the HA programs are, the NA programs that are beyond that. But it's also working closer with the IOPs and the communities that are working to fight that addiction right now, or to help fight. So without question, and that's something we're looking at on an everyday basis because it's such a terrible epidemic. I have daughters who graduated from college recently, and the things they told me in college really shocked me. And, we all went through what we went through. I didn't realize even to the level of how common it is among the youth, right? So it's something we're going definitely be helping support as we
there's
go.
All,
it's
really kind of cool. I mean, you know, if you could navigate to SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, you could navigate to all these different places. If somebody's hurting, it's just a really cool, I see the future of this thing that's going to be amazing. You guys are doing great work, really great work, man. So the recovery community thanks you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot again. Again, it's on App Store, Google Play. You can see it on our blog, on the website. So have an opportunity. Love to get everybody's feedback on it too, because we're always looking at making it more accessible and more valuable to people out there. So, again, it will always be free. So that's the idea.
The other cool part is that John will be at the November 10th and 11th event in Pompano Beach, the Sobriety Rocks Music Festival meet and greet the night before on Friday night from 8 to about 10:30. And then the next day it opens up at 1:30 in the afternoon and goes until whenever. It says 8, but I got a feeling, folks, we got some surprises in store. It will be Rockers and Recovery's last event in South Florida. So we're digging out all the stops, and we're literally going to have a real great time. So come out November 11th and check out the Sobriety Rocks with Rockers and Recovery at the 101 Club. It is a fundraiser for the 101 Club, too, so please bring your $10 to get in, because every dollar of that goes to the 101 Club. Rockers and Recovery is paying for all of the production costs, so it doesn't cost them a dime, so they can make 100% of everything that comes through the door and everything that's being sold for food and all of that. So let's help out the 101 Club that actually houses meetings. So people can still have meetings, because, you know, if you close the doors, where do the meetings go? So let's help the 101 Club. John, I want to thank SoberMath for sponsoring the event and being a part of course, the show, and being a part of Rockers in Recovery.
Yeah, we're just very fortunate to be part of it, and thanks for the opportunity to be there. We look forward to it.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, you enjoy Mexico. Stay safe. Mexico City, and stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
And stay connected and go to a meeting. You got to mention that. All right.
That's it, brother.
Okay. All right, man, John. Take care.
God bless. All right, guys. It's John from SoberMap. You can check out SoberMap.com. You can go to RockersandRecovery.com and click on the banner on the right-hand side that says SoberMap. It's everywhere. You can check it out. And, of course, getting ready to open up New York City by the time the event happens, and moving forward, some great stuff across the United States and worldwide in the 2018. I'm going to, play a little ditty here. It's Keep Coming Back by Mike Zito. It's one of my favorite songs, because that's what I like to do, keep coming back. Check out the bluesmaninrecovery.com, and that's Mike Zito. Guys, have a great night.
Keep coming back. Give your better to the blues. Keep coming back, Lord. What do you got to lose? Well, I walk the road of thunder. I walk the road of pain. Yeah, my ego got the best of me. And my life is living in vain. It's when I hit rock bottom.
lights from up above keep coming back. Give your body to the blues. Well, keep coming back, boy.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.